B-Pod Studios.
All right, welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Roy working from home today. Feeling better?
No, but I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
We talked about the top 100 sitcoms of all time. Loren,
this is actually when I started popping into the show. I heard you guys talking about this.
You're like, oh, finally, the show's doing something interesting.
Yeah. When I was listening, like, Cheers was at the top. What number was Cheers?
So Cheers,
two or three, right?
Was number two.
Really? That far up?
Yeah, but Cheers is really funny.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
That's really far
now, up. Now, if you want to start arguing and you want to put Seinfeld at two and Cheers at three, I'm okay with that. If you want to put Seinfeld at one over The Simpsons,
yeah,
or something else at one, I'm willing to discuss.
I don't think that The Simpsons should have been number one. I can give you the top 10, but not number one. And I think there's a lot of people that think Seinfeld wasn't that funny. So I think it could move down the
list.
You've
said a lot.
Did you Manny make the list? He sounds like all your favorite shows.
No, I just it's really not. I mean, but let's unpack what Loren just said.
Yeah. Seinfeld sucks. Nobody likes The Simpsons.
Didn't say it sucks, but there are people who don't think it was funny.
Yeah, like I was not a big fan of the Seinfeld. Not because of the comedy. I wasn't a big fan of it because it looked so old and dark. And whereas when you looked at Friends, it was vibrant and more young leaning.
But now if you watch a Seinfeld, you laugh if I pull clips up in here, or you also like Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is basically Seinfeld.
Yep.
See, I feel like Seinfeld was a little bit more predictable than Curb is.
Yes, I agree.
But their
with that.
Characters were great. Like, each episode could feature any one of those characters. Kind of like our show, we can all shine. And when we're together as a cast, it's still awesome.
Yeah, I get that. I just feel like I laughed out loud, like, more genuinely at a Curb than Seinfeld.
Okay, I mean, I might get that too, but think about a show that way, Roy. Like, how many shows could individual characters shine and it could be funny? Like, right? Like, on Roseanne, if you're watching an episode about Becky or Darlene, it's like they're still kind of behind-the-scenes characters. It was always about Roseanne and really her husband. More about Roseanne. Golden Girls, too. But the Golden Girls had a good cast. Where were they on the list?
They were in... I want to say top 30.
All right, hold on. I'm going to look.
It's really good.
It's a big article with pictures, so I have to go.
Yeah.
Go look. I see what you were dealing with, Lorraine.
Yeah, I know. And
I wish
it
literally
crashed my page.
Let's see. I'll do this. Golden Girls.
Were you able to do it that way?
Let's see.
There is something in the top that says, like, jump to 30 through 20 or something like that.
I don't think Golden Girls made the list.
No, they are.
Oh, they are?
100% I saw them.
Oh, okay. So The Simpsons, let's go back to that real quick. The Simpsons, I think, is number one because it's lasted so long. And the thing The Simpsons does that a lot of these other sitcoms don't, and they have to get credit for, is predicting the future, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many
yeah.
times have we sat here and we said... This, you know, The Simpsons predicted that Trump was going to be president in 1992.
Yeah.
But they also, their comedy changes with the times.
It's very pop culture-y.
And they were able to change with the times. Roy, Big Bang Theory, didn't you like that show?
Yeah, it's a great show.
Number 90.
Number 90.
A Different World
fair.
Was 89.
That's fair for The Big Bang Theory. It was a great show, but to be the best of all time...
Schitt's Creek came in at 100. It made the list, but just barely.
And it's really well written.
It's probably because it's somewhat new. Now, Modern Family was only 84, and I think Modern Family should be way higher.
Way higher. Not only were they monumental for the time, for what they were doing, but it's also written well, and the characters are so good. I agree with you. Modern Family's got to be up there.
The downside of arriving so fully formed is that the show's adult characters didn't have as much room to grow, and later seasons so curdled the relationships that it was a wonder none of the couples divorced. That's the Rolling Stone's argument. See, they have a little glip in here, a little blip.
So their thing is that because everyone had a perfect relationship and there wasn't drama of, like, people breaking up.
Nobody cheated. Nobody.
Right. Maybe it was, like, too perfect. How about How I Met Your Mother? Where do you think they landed?
Oh, I didn't even think they'd be in the top 100.
Really?
Oh, it's like Elena's favorite show ever.
82.
Oh, okay.
Sanford and Son, an oldie. So funny.
What is that?
Red Fox is so funny. This comedian, Red Fox, in the 70s, he and his son owned a junkyard. And his dad was like my dad, like crude, and his son was always calming his dad down. You know what I mean? Like, the dad always had a beef with somebody, but he was funny, full of one-liners. Okay, let's see. New Girl.
No, what?
Number 76.
That shouldn't be that 100? High. I mean, I can get in with a top 100, but like low.
Yeah, Schitt's Creek should beat that.
I agree.
Hey, Roy, The Comeback made it.
Really?
Very, very funny show, but very niche.
That was very, I thought it was funny.
With Jennifer Aniston. Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow. But I don't know if that, what level did it, what number did it come
Number in 72. It is right behind Rick and Morty on Adult Swim.
That's probably fair.
Flight of the Conchords on HBO. I didn't find that show funny.
Any of those are that you are scrolling past.
A lot of older stuff. Oh, Roy, we thought this was funny. We don't watch it. But do you remember we watched, like, we saw a commercial for it on YouTube, and it was with the funny vampire, What We Do in the Shadows on FX, remember?
It's won awards, but I don't know it.
We saw a clip of it. We were like, wow, this is really funny. And I feel the same way about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Every clip I've seen, it's been really funny, but I don't watch it.
Agree.
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out where else we can go here.
I'm telling you, I think if you skip to like the 50 and up.
We're almost there.
Okay.
I'm trying to see something that you guys like, that like The Odd Couple. Everybody raves, like all the older people raved about how funny The Odd Couple was. They were number 55. The Bernie Mac Show, very funny on Fox, number 54. Roy, we already talked about Scrubs on the Air, number 53.
It's a little high.
Yeah, Scrubs, I don't.
It's a little high.
It was a little hokey.
Yeah, they should be lower.
Police Squad.
Like the Big Bang Theory was better than Scrubs.
I haven't seen it yet. We'll see where that is.
What?
The Big Bang Theory. Did you see it?
Yeah, I think you said it was.
Oh,
like
did I say
it?
You're right. Yeah. I was thinking. I also How I Met Your Mother. Mm-hmm. You're right. Police Squad from 1982 with Leslie Nielsen. They made the movies after it. Silly humor, like he would say, "We're waiting for the tow truck to come," and a giant tow would show up to pull the car away. Nonsense humor, but that was 51.
You got to reload. Yeah, at the bottom there.
And by the way, this whole list is up at kiss951.com. You can go look at it. The Jeffersons, that was an iconic show, number 48, so they made top 50. Now, here's one we have a problem with.
Fresh Prince.
47, Roy, for The Fresh Prince. The Good Place is in front of it with Kristen Bell.
I don't even know what The Good Place is.
The Good Place is really good. It's on Netflix. It's about the writing of it's so interesting. It's about where these people thought they went to heaven, but they actually were in hell. And the hell is making them think that they're in heaven, but constantly they know what annoys them and bothers them. And so they think they're living in this town in heaven, but in fact, all these things that scare them and annoy them keeps happening.
But you're exactly – that's exactly what this description kind of says.
It's a really good TV show. Really good TV show. It's done. I think it was like one of those – is like The Comeback. Only did like two seasons and it's done. But that's a really good show.
Yeah.
And how could that make the best – you know what I mean? If it was only two seasons of it, how does that stand against –
It was four. 2016 to 2020.
Okay.
Sorry. But I go by the – right. Like if it's like cleverly written in my mind and like – it's an idea that no one has ever thought of. That's why I like Scrubs. I was like, eh.
We've already seen hospital stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what
Good
I mean?
Point.
But like,
yeah.
if it's like Modern Family, that was a really original concept that you didn't see on TV at the time. If it's something truly original.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Then that's cool.
Roy and I are very big in the writing.
Yes.
Like, we love the writing, and your character has to deliver the line, but it all comes from the writing. Now,
Schitt's
this
Creek
one has
example.
Won tons of awards. I feel like it's won a ton of Emmy Awards, and it's only number 44. Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Mm-hmm. Another great show.
Do you remember that? I mean, that was one year she kept getting up. She won almost every award, but it's only 44. In fact, it's behind Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I tried to give a shot, and I didn't like.
I didn't like Brooklyn Nine-Nine either. Oh, wait, Brooklyn Nine-Nine's in the top 100?
43 in front of Veep.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Hmm.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine was a show that aired on Fox, and then NBC picked it up, which is very rare for one network to drop it and another one of the big five to pick it up.
By the way, Full House, you've not seen Full House yet, right? I'm not crazy. I didn't think I saw it while we were scrolling through.
King of the Hill, number 41. Black-ish. Number 39. It is a really funny show with I find Anthony Anderson really funny. So I like that. Friends, number 38. So Black-ish was right behind Friends.
Yeah, but look who beat out Friends.
You told us. Bob's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. What do they say bad about Friends? And I'm reading the Rolling Stone article, but the phenomenon of Friends doesn't happen without the show itself being great. From the Swiss watch timing of Perry and Kudrow to the unmistakable chemistry that those six co-stars in virtually any combination, it doesn't say why they didn't move it any higher.
I think I read something, and maybe it was in like my abbreviated article. I don't know where I read it, but like somebody had a qualm with it that they beat the Rachel. Who did she date on the show?
Rachel and Ross.
And Ross, that they beat that storyline to death.
There was a text.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what it was.
It was a text that we saw that said Friends blows, and then they said this is why they beat that storyline to death. Sex in the City was 36. So I don't have an issue with where Friends landed, by the way. I think that's about right. I'm a way bigger Seinfeld fan than I am Friends. Everybody Loves Raymond, number 35.
I loved that show.
Very funny show. Did you like that, Roy?
I did.
They are right behind SpongeBob. I'll tell you which we haven't seen yet is King of Queens. Where's that going to land?
It's a good show, too.
Does that make the top 100?
I don't think it did. I don't remember seeing that either.
Oh, wow.
Golden Girls, that's a great show.
Number 32. Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm noticing about these top shows is that what's really making it is the characters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like the characters are so good on it.
You're right. This is a good one. This is the one I like that I need to get into. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I've watched the first like couple seasons, and Danny DeVito's not even on it yet in the first couple seasons, and then he gets brought in, and I find him funny. They were number 29, Roy, right behind Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay.
Louis with Louis C.K., number 27. Of course, he had a fall from grace after being disgusting to women. Community. You like that. Don't you like that, Roy?
What's that?
I don't know it.
I'm sorry. Okay. I thought you did.
But I've heard that it's one of those shows that's written very well.
Yeah. Joe Hale from E! Channel is on it. It went from NBC to Yahoo Screen.
Oh, Joel McHale. Okay. Yeah.
America's Version of The Office, number 23. That's low. That's got to be in the top 15, if not the top 10.
I don't agree. I think it's sitting properly where it is.
I would be okay, Roy, throwing out Parks and Rec at number 9 and putting in The Office and switching their spots. I'm okay with that.
And which one was The Office in?
The Office was 23.
Oh, it's really low for the Parks and Rec.
All right, which one are you going to move? See, you guys won't you'll like throw I Love Lucy out, and you'll throw All in the Family out.
Yeah,
and MASH, and the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
I would.
And the Honeymooners, but that's not fair because you guys just don't know those from the time period.
Yeah, yeah,
MASH Blue hated it.
The one episode I saw. So that's why that's easy for you guys. Yeah. That's why I gave you Parks and Rec, because I figured you would know it more.
Yeah, I do agree that The Office should be up more, but the Parks and Rec's another really – I mean, Parks and Rec is kind of like The Office, just out of Parks and Rec.
I have a question about The Office,
mm-hmm.
and you guys are probably going to destroy me for not knowing this, but is there two different casts of The Office?
Because well, there's and American.
Yeah, that there was a UK version and then an American version, so it's not the same cast?
No. No, Ricky Gervais did the UK version, and Steve Carell led the American.
And they never, like, intercrossed or
overplayed? Never mentioned. No. The only thing that ever happened was Ricky Gervais said on the Emmys that he hosted one year, he goes, oh, The Office is up for a whole bunch of awards. However, it's not my office.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then they showed Steve Carell in the crowd, and he's kind of like, well. All right, so The Office was 23. They're right behind South Park, which I don't find funny. My older brother, Rich, who I find educated and smart, loves this show.
My brother-in-law loves it, too.
The only thing with South Park that I will say, and I'm not a South Park fan, but it's kind of like The Simpsons, where they do a lot of topical pop culture stuff.
True.
But if South Park's all the way up there, then Family Guy's got to be all the way up there, because I think Family Guy's better than South Park. And where's American Dad? If you really want to walk down the cartoon
world. I haven't
seen
Family Guy yet, and I haven't seen American Dad. Now, 21 is Fleabag, and that's another one that has won a whole bunch of Emmys, and it's supposed to be really funny.
I don't know it.
Let's see. Roseanne, 19. 30 Rock, another good one. Number 18. I think I'm okay with that position for 30 Rock.
Same.
Okay. We're going to get into the top. Taxi. I don't remember it, but I know it was really funny. The Cosby Show, number 16. I'm okay with that. Arrested Development. People love that show.
Yeah, the first two seasons was good. Then it sucked. And it's at what number?
That is number 15. Arrested Development brings you.
It's pretty high.
I don't think Family Guy made the list.
I don't think so either.
Wow. Frasier, number 13. Eh. Curb, number 12. We talked about that. We love that. Dick Van Dyke Show, number 11. Don't know anything about it. And then Larry Sanders was number 10, which we love. Very well written.
Yep.
Honeymooners, I love. You guys don't. But it's one of those shows that if you sat down, Roy, and I know your sense of humor, you would find it funny.
Yeah, I'm okay with the way that is.
And it's a little dated because Ralph yells at his wife a lot. But it's 1950, New York City. Mm-hmm. You know, and if she annoys him, he's going to send her. He's going to pow, zoom, send her to the moon. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's the list, man. MASH number 6, All in the Family.
You know, MASH has a song about suicide as their theme song.
Really?
I think I heard that.
Yeah. It's suicide is painless.
Yeah. Listen,
it brings on many changes. It's a really creepy song.
Isn't that weird? So what's missing for us, what do we say, Family Guy?
Yeah, American Dad, I think, is better than Family Guy as far as writing. But
yeah, American Dad's funny. And Lorraine, is there anything that you like that didn't make the list, the top 100?
No, I don't think there's anything that I watched that was totally missed. I mean,
Reno 911 should be on there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Reno should be on there.
Is that sitcom? Is that considered a sitcom?
But I mean, like, if SpongeBob's going to be on there, then I want Reno 911 on there. Where's the Chappelle Show?
I don't know, but I love that Bluey made the list. Like, that made my day.
How about this?
The one show you like was the kids show.
Right.
Superstore is a funny, well-written show.
You've said that.
I've heard that.
You've said that.
And it's one of those shows that is going to become big when it goes to like Netflix or Hulu.
Who's on that show?
What's
anyone we'd know?
Yeah. The girl.
The comedian.
No, it's a girl. Her name, she was in Jane the Virgin? Hang on. Oh, America Ferrera. That's it.
Right.
So it's going to be one of those shows that's already kind of blowing up internationally after it's aired, because it's no longer on NBC anymore. But it's already blowing up internationally because of Netflix, and it's going to be like Schitt's Creek. It's going to become famous later. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's well-written. It's a well-written show.
Schitt's Creek kicked off the list of the top 100 sitcoms of all time. According to Rolling Stone, they kicked off the list at number 100. So this whole list is up at kiss951.com. We thought we'd have a lot of fun with it. We do have a lot of similarities, the three of us, but I think the one thing that separates all of us is that Lorraine doesn't watch any TV, and Roy and I, even though we have similar sense of humors, we watch different shows.
Yeah, which is, is okay. Yeah, of course I got to go. I got to use the restroom.
All right. Bye, everybody. That's a wrap,
bye,
party.
Bye.
I really do have to go use the restroom. You guys need me?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.